I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've all been there. When prompted to share our faith, we fear rejection. And sometimes the rejection turns violent. Tensions are heating up in the Philippines, but God is still moving. And what refugees require for a brighter, more hopeful future isn't really all that differs from what students require around the world. And it's really that simple. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, we're going to start in the Filipino city of Marawi, where the latest word is that there are 100 Islamic militants holed up with hostages in the center of town. Now entering 50 days of siege, over 400,000 people have been forced to flee. Ministries scramble to get hygiene kits and supplies to the camps. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
displaced people are being helped by Christians. They're being given things that they need, soap, shampoo, toothpaste, toothbrush, but they're also being given Bibles.
But an imam protested the Bibles. And what's surprising is that an archbishop backed him up, saying that proselytization could provoke tension between Muslims and Christians. Nettleton observes,
the fact that there is a city that has been taken over by Islamic terrorists says that there's already tension. There's already problems. We should offer help to those in need, regardless of what their background is or what their faith is. But part of the reason we want Christians to be there is to be a light and to answer spiritual questions and talk about Christ and talk about eternity.
So prayer is a first-line defense. Would you pray for both wisdom and boldness?
We should want every person to read God's word and to know what it says about Jesus Christ and about the way of salvation, including those who don't currently believe or accept it.
Next, in many communities, the local church exists to serve people and be a beacon of Christ's love. But not everybody sees it that way. In many countries, the government is threatened by their influence. And that's what one pastor in Southeast Asia says is happening in his country.
In the present time, as I know, the government, they just approve the new religious law and they will put into practice on the first day of January 2018. In that case, if the church doesn't have license and they will use the law to oppress the church.
It's a scary time for believers, but they continue to worship together and share their faith with others. Asian Access is coming alongside these church leaders to equip and encourage them in their ministry.
Asian Access brings us together as a vibrant community. In this community, we can love each other, and we care for one another, encourage one another, especially during the time of persecution.
Imagine what could happen if we came alongside these believers in prayer. Pray that God would raise up more pastors to lead the local church and that there would be a spiritual revival. And Tent Schools International is in the technology business. Dale Dielman says that one of their main branches of ministry is getting laptops into the hands of refugees at home and abroad.
If we get a computer into the home, at least the children can do their online work. Parents can look for work, for jobs. They can communicate with family.
So from Tanzania to Lebanon, this program has already changed lives. Now, a new shipment is heading to Nepal, where on-the-ground partners will distribute the laptops to local girls. These computers will give the girls access to online education and new job skills that'll keep them out of human trafficking.
The future of education lies in the ability to access technology. And that's what we want to do both domestically here with new arrivals as well as those who are partners in other countries.
Now, a laptop may be just a piece of hardware, but it takes a teacher to get refugees situated with their new computers. And that means that believers can come alongside these students not only to train them how to use the laptop, but also talk about truth.
That's where we see technology itself really as a door opener to developing good and lasting relationships, we hope.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook this month called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of faith, strength, and hope. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.